This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Matt Wolf. Matt's a senior leader at RSM, brilliant person, and RSM is about the best practice in the country. It's serving private equity funds in the portfolio companies, particularly in due diligence, sell-side diligence, valuations, a whole number of areas. Matt, let me go right to the heart of the question today. What does a service firm like an RSM have to be great at to keep on winning work and commanding the market lead like you do with private equity funds? When you look at firms, what do firms have to be great at to keep on getting the work and be the trusted source for big private equity funds?
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me. That's a fantastic question. I think what investors are looking for and what RSM seeks to deliver is to be that trusted partner, right? It used to be where you could be great at providing an audit or doing tax work or valuations, but now, you know, really looking for partners. The market dynamics are changing so quickly, you need a partner that helps you understand that. And that's why, at least at RSM, we go to market by industry, right? I work almost exclusively in healthcare, and that's mostly how our professionals will go to market, is because we want to understand the challenges and work side by side with our clients to help them grow, help bring them ideas. And you really need a strong industry lens to do that.
And talk about how competition is evolving in the service world. And it must be so different from when RSM really got started in this 20 plus years ago to today. At one point, RSM was one of many, and now RSM has become a lead service firm in this sort of, you know, serving private equity funds. How is competition today versus what it was, you know, 20 years ago? 20 years ago, you guys were looking up at the big four, not quite frankly, for private equity work. One of the big dogs. How does competition look? How is competition evolving?
Yeah, so I think competition, you know, the investment from private equity has certainly not gone unnoticed by service providers, and companies that historically had not really served private equity are getting into that space. But I think, you know, what you need to look at if you're a service provider trying to differentiate yourself is, again, as we talked about, bringing ideas, having that industry lens, understanding your clients' theses and how you can contribute to that. And then bringing kind of a full spectrum of services at the speed of private equity, right? Because it's very different. I'll give an example. You know, we do at RSM work with non-sponsor-backed, non-private equity clients as well. And we do data analytics work for both. But our approach and our delivery of data analytics looks very different for a sponsor-backed ophthalmology practice than it does for a large academic medical center, right? You need to understand both of those sorts of channels, how that operates and how you bring value, because even though they're both in healthcare, that sort of private equity versus non-distinction is really critical, and you need to be able to operate at the speed of private equity.
It's so true, isn't it? I mean, just the level of urgency that obviously firms like yours, firms like ours, learned now a long time ago, that the level of urgency demanded, expected, et cetera, is so much different with the private equity funds, particularly the larger private equity funds, but often the small and mid-sized as well, compared to provider clients that expect great, great service and urgency, but not the 24/7, this moment urgency of private equity funds. That urgency, that being a trusted advisor, so important. And if the firm is not willing to do it, then other firms are. So we all sort of adjust ourselves to learn to either take the work or not take the work and learn whether you can compete in it or not. Matt, I think a fascinating perspective. I know that we're catching you today at one of your first in-person conferences in about 15, 16 months. So thank you for taking the time out to join us today on the Becker's Private Equity Podcast. Just always a pleasure to visit with you, Matt. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Scott.